B-Pod Studios.
On the line with us right now from ESPN, Mr. Adam Schefter. Good morning, Adam.
Gentlemen, what's going on today?
We are basking in a Phillies victory, basking in undefeated Phillies baseball in this city, and basking in Bryce Harper's awesomeness.
Yeah, Bryce Harper has been worth the $330 million so far, hasn't he?
Yes, certainly in the first four games of his Phillies career, very much so, Adam. Now
he's paying dividends so far.
Just a little bit. Now, I want to jump into this with you here because Jordan Howard gets introduced as a member of the Eagles. Some up and down numbers for him in terms of yards per carry. The consistent numbers at the end of the season have been pretty good for him, but the yards per carry have dwindled. What did you make of the signing to the Eagles?
Listen, first of all, I don't think the Eagles are done at the running back position just adding yet. I still think that they'll add another back or two, and I think that this was a part of the puzzle, and I think the Eagles are excellent at playing guys when they're supposed to play, in spots they're supposed to play. And so if that means that Jordan Howard's playing on, I'm making this up, first and second downs or in the red zone or whatever it may be, then so be it. You know, I think the Bears felt like he left some yards on the field, missed some cuts, but his results in production are what they are, which is very impressive, I think. And he's been a good back. And you know, Philly's smart. Listen, you trade a conditional sixth-round pick that can go up to a fifth-round pick for a guy that has 1 year left in his contract at $2 million. And if and when he leaves after this year, then you'll recoup a compensatory draft pick anyway. So they basically leased Jordan Howard for a year with the idea that they could re-sign him if they want. But you lease him for a year, and all it does is it costs you a draft pick ahead of the draft where you'll get that pick back anyway the next year if you don't re-sign the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very low-risk proposition for a team that was looking to add running backs. And I think that they did have some interest in Tevin Coleman before he went to the 49ers. And I do think that, you know, that's what the Eagles do. They investigate things and check out things and see if certain things are possible. And so they wound up on Jordan Howard. I don't think he'll be the last back they add between now and training camp. And we'll see what else they decide to do there.
All right, so the other name that's been out there has been Duke Johnson. Supposedly the Eagles are on that list. Do you see that as a possibility for Duke Johnson to come to Philadelphia?
Yeah, I mean, listen, they've had discussions with the Browns about him. Nothing's gotten close. Listen, they had discussions with the Bears for quite some time before they got the deal done. Now, why all of a sudden does it get done shortly after the NFL owners meetings? I think maybe the Bears just decide to say, you know what, we're not going to get back any more than a conditional six. Let's just go ahead and make this happen. I don't know what the Eagles have offered the Browns for Duke Johnson, but maybe at some point in time, either the Browns come to the realization like, hey, this is a pretty good offer from the Eagles, or the Eagles say, you know, we've offered a mid-round pick and we'll go up a round, or we offer this player and we'll go to that player. Whatever it may be that sweetens the pot. And again, I think when you're talking about trades like that, usually the deadline is the draft at some point. And you figure Duke Johnson, what round was he initially picked in? Was he a third round draft pick? He was either a third or a fourth.
Yeah, I don't remember off the top of my head out of Miami, but yeah, I'll punch that up for you. But yeah, third or fourth.
But anyway, let's say he was a third. That's my guess, if my memory serves me correctly.
Third.
And maybe they get. Okay, so I was right. So maybe they want to get back, I'm making this up, a fourth-round pick. You know, maybe the Eagles can manipulate the draft board enough that they manufacture an extra pick and they say, okay, you know, we just got an extra fourth. Here's that pick for Duke Johnson or whatever it is that they can get back for the guy. Maybe that's too rich. Maybe a four would get it done. So I just think we haven't heard the last of the Eagles in running backs, Duke Johnson, whatever it may be. You know, let's just say they could get Duke Johnson. Now you got Jordan Howard to run, Duke Johnson to catch. You have the backs that you bring back from last year with Smallwood and Clement, and you know, maybe Darren Sproles will be back. So to me, they'd be set there if they could get something for Duke Johnson done.
Shefty, the AAF called it quits yesterday, it seems like. Does that have any effect on anything in the NFL? Is there, you know, anything that helps it, hurts it, whatever it may be, as far as that league going under?
I don't believe so, Bob. I think, look, the NFL does need some sort of developmental league. It needs some help to give some of these guys a chance to develop into prospects, to give offensive linemen more time in a day and age where they're playing in these spread offenses in colleges and not getting as much help and experience to really develop. And this was a league that I think could have done that. And quarterbacks always could use the reps. So there are certain positions I think that would be key and helpful to working out the way you want them to. But the league really, you know, is not really associated with it. I mean, it did its own thing. It didn't get the help of the NFL Players Association. It sounds like this guy really left the league high and dry. The coaches still haven't gotten calls. Many of the executives still haven't gotten calls. The players have to pay for their own flights home. So it does sound like it's a very messy situation for a league that did have potential that somehow was not able to get it done.
Adam, speaking with Adam Schefter of ESPN, is there anything from the AAF that you think the NFL would take away? I mean, XFL, they got some good stuff from. Do you think there's anything the AAF would give the NFL or the NFL would see and try to use?
Well, the 4th and 15 proposal, I believe, came from the AAF, where instead of an onside kick, you could try that. Now, it got shot down, rejected at the owners' meetings last week, but that doesn't mean that it couldn't be revisited at some point in time. And I think the league is always looking at ways to find things that could help that would be beneficial. But and by the way, I'm sure some of these players, by the way, will absolutely get chances on NFL rosters as teams are rounding out their rosters. It will happen that way. Because there were some talented people in the league that didn't get the chance that they deserved, that got a little bit of a glimpse, a little bit of a look, and it was enough to catch the attention of some people and basically go from there. So, I can see that happening.
All right, awesome. Adam Schefter, real quick, are the playoffs done yet? The playoffs still going on for the fantasy basketball team?
Oh, my gosh. It's hard to describe.
I'm sorry.
Exactly. Yeah. No. It's okay.
Okay.
Basically,
okay.
I it's 9 categories in basketball.
Yeah.
And he won 4 and I won 4. It was the most incredible finish I've ever seen. It went down to the last game of the last night of the last everything. I had in the final game, it was Lakers-Kings. I had LeBron, De'Aaron Fox, and Marvin Bagley, and in the final 2 minutes, LeBron and Bagley both missed shots, flipped the field goal percentage. On a day where De'Aaron Fox shot 3 of 16 from the field for me, and LaMarcus Aldridge shot 20 of 32 from the field for him, I lost field goal percentage by .001.
Oh my gosh, Shefty.
And lost the championship when LeBron missed a shot in the final minute of the game that flipped the field goal percentage from me to him and flipped the championship from me to him. Thank you, LeBron.
Oh, Shefty, I'm so sorry. That stinks.
Oh, it was beyond brutal.
Would JJ Redick's 26 points the other night, would that have helped you?
No.
That's needed shooting percentage. Ah, Shefty, I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry, buddy.
It's just a tough one. Yeah, it's a tough one.
What is the Adam Schefter team name?
Purse Horses.
I love it. That's awesome.
Adam Schefter's fantasy basketball team name, Purse Horses. Love it. Adam, always great catching up with you. Thanks so much for the insight. We appreciate it, my man.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.